From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Lawrence Juber started playing guitar in public at the age of 13. He earned a music degree, began working as a session guitarist. In 1978, he joined the Paul McCartney group Wings as the lead guitarist. He stayed until the band broke up. Then Lawrence Juber moved to Los Angeles for session work. He worked with everyone from Barry Manilow to Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, and he began performing and recording acoustic guitar. Lawrence Juber has been voted Guitarist of the Year by the readers of Fingerstyle Guitar Magazine, as well as one of the top acoustic players of all time by Acoustic Guitar Magazine. He's in Western Washington to play a number of gigs, including at the Anchor Pub in Everett tonight. He's going to be in Seattle. I'll be telling you about that in a moment. Thanks so much for coming by. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm so impressed that a guitarist with six strings can take instrumentation involving maybe many guitars and a bass and keyboards and somehow bring it all together into those six strings. How do you do that?
By being a musician.
Yeah.
You know, I learned as a teenager that as I listened to music, I was deconstructing it. And part of that kind of led me into being a studio musician because I liked being in an environment where I could be making music and coming up with parts and hearing what the bass was doing and what the drums were doing and all the different bits. And then that extended over into even on like an orchestral level, being able to understand how all that got put together. And it just became part of the fabric of my musical being, as it were. And so as a soloist, I expressed that through the guitar, and I love the challenge of coming up with all that information on six strings.
Lawrence Juber, my guest, and to tell you what a hotshot this guy is, they've named a Martin guitar after him. He's got his own brand of Martin guitar. Could you play us an example of what you were just talking about?
Well, this is a tune of mine called Cobalt Blue, and what I've got, there's a bass line going on. The radio audience can't see this, but this is just one hand right now, and then I'll add a melody on top. And then everything else is performance.
Nice. Lawrence Juber in our studios. He's in Western Washington to be performing. He's going to be up at the Anchor Pub in Everett tonight and at Dusty Strings in Fremont tomorrow for a clinic and also a performance later on that day. Your Wikipedia entry says Lawrence, that you gave up a lucrative and highly successful studio career when invited to join Paul McCartney and Wings. That maybe it's got the overtones of it was a sacrifice for you to go join Wings.
It really wasn't. I had to think about it for about a nanosecond, but I just wasn't going to turn down the opportunity to work with Paul. I mean, in the nature of Wikipedia, I have no idea who wrote my Wikipedia.
Sure, that's it.
Page,
yeah.
You know? And so there's a lot more nuance to it than that. But it was an amazing experience. And I feel like I got my master's degree from McCartney University.
How so? What did
because I had, you know, I'd studied at London University. I studied musicology and music in general. I never really studied guitar other than taking some classical guitar lessons. I'm mostly self-taught. But I realized that to be a studio musician, as I wanted to be, not only did I need the live experience, but I also had this desire to just understand the stylistic context of music, the nuts and bolts of music, you know, how it was all put together. And I never really had any ambition at that time to be a composer. Somehow I thought that that kind of level of creativity required lightning bolts striking you on the side of the head and, you know, things kind of emerging, you know, from your creative consciousness. And then when I saw Paul do it and I realized that it was just part of the job,
yeah.
You know, part of being an artist is you get up in the morning and, well, I'm going to write something. You know, I love that Sammy Kahn has this great quote that somebody asked him what comes first, the lyrics or the music, and he said first comes the phone call, you know, because you do. Even Beethoven and Mozart would write, Bach would write, you know, they would be commissioned to write, or Bach would have to write a cantata for, you know, the Sunday service or whatever. So I grew up in an era where there was this sense that somehow it was pure artistry, you know, that when you start looking at what was going on in the 1960s in England and that there was this kind of, it was just pure self-expression, but it really wasn't. And I learned as, you know, another thing I learned from McCartney was just the business end of
things. Sure. Well, he's, of course, known as a bassist, but he's no slacker as an acoustic guitarist. He was playing on Blackbird.
That's him on Blackbird, yeah.
And did you learn anything about playing guitar from Paul McCartney?
A little.
Yeah.
More from playing bass. It was actually, one of the Wings tracks, I had played bass on the demo, and I thought he was going to play it on the record.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you play it. I like your part. And he kind of crouched down on the floor and gave me a bass lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So was there this room full of guitarists auditioning to play in Wings? Or?
No, it didn't work like that. I had worked with Denny Lane, who was in Wings,
yeah.
and I was in the house band on a TV show with David Essex, and Denny was a guest on the show, and we did Go Now, which was you know, the big Moody Blues hit that he sang, and he liked my playing, and we kind of bonded, and then I ran into the group at one point at Air Studios, which was George Martin's studio in London, and got introduced around, but it was still some months before I got a phone call, and it was just me at the audition. I think they, you know, and I hadn't even submitted for it.
Wow.
I was busy.
Yeah.
You know, busy being a studio guy.
Yeah.
So.
Could we hear another song, please?
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. You mentioned Blackbird.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting thing. I'm in Dagad tuning, which is D-A-D-G-A-D, as opposed to standard tuning, which is E-A-D-G-B-E. So my top two and bottom strings are down a whole step. And when I was arranging Blackbird, you mentioned that, and you know, that's the kind of, you know, the familiar accompaniment, but the melody doesn't really fit in there as a soloistic piece. But in Dagad tuning, I changed the key from G to A. And what that gave me was now I have an open A drone string, because there's this kind of drone element. And there are also, in Paul's song, there are elements of Americana, there are elements of kind of like, just there's this kind of wide open kind of feeling to it, and I just wanted to kind of reproduce that as a solo piece.
He played in Paul McCartney's Wings. Lawrence Juber is with us today, voted Guitarist of the Year by the readers of Fingerstyle Guitar Magazine, and you could hear it there. He's performing in Western Washington this weekend. On Sunday, he's going to be in Poulsbo at the Harrison Medical Center Gateway Fellowship. Now, your career spans, you spend a lot of time in the studio working as a studio musician. And what we've seen in technology is it's so easy to redo things, to do things over, to fix things. Has virtuosity become less important in the studio than it was in an era where they just wanted you to come in and nail the take and not have to deal with a lot of retakes?
Well, you still have to nail it.
Yeah.
And now they kind of expect you to nail it more than once so they can comp it, you know. I mean, there are benefits to the technology. And I think that one of the kind of disadvantages is that recording studios used to be kind of like institutions, like Abbey Road, for example, or Capitol in Hollywood, where, you know, the microphones, the equipment, the engineers kind of came up through an era of it all being very much kind of live performance. You know, Frank Sinatra with, you know, doing one take with the orchestra and stuff like that. So we're kind of losing some of that. Some of that ability to put a lot of people in a room and just make great music. But what we've gained is the capability of being able to do it really on a kind of a domestic level. I mean, what you can do on an iPad with GarageBand now would have cost you $20,000 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and so I make my records mostly at home, but sometimes I'll go into Capitol because I want the pressure of having to, you know, pay $150 or $200 an hour for the privilege of recording with great microphones and incredible equipment. And I did recently, I played on a version of like a Rolling Stone for Seal that they put Jeff Beck on later. And we cut the track. It was me and Russ Kunkel and Lee Sklar, who are, you know, the most amazing rhythm section, in my friend Mark Hudson's studio, which is this tiny little, you know, sweatshop kind of studio, with me and Lee sitting on the couch, you know, him playing bass and me playing guitar. And there's this kind of very informal thing about it. And, you know, and then they send the hard drive off to New York where, you know, Seal and Jeff Beck do their thing with it. And so you've got this kind of, you can almost email, well, you can email in your parts now. So that but what we lose by that is this camaraderie of all these incredible musicians being in a room and the spontaneity that comes out of that. But the editing side of it is wonderful.
You're doing a clinic at Dusty Strings tomorrow, and if I was going, I would ask this, but I'm not, so I'm going to ask you it right now. As a hat guitar player, I have problems with the squeaking of the strings. You know, when you're sliding your finger up the strings, how do you stop your guitar playing from squeaking so much? Sometimes it's an effect, but sometimes it's just annoying.
Part of it depends on what strings you use.
Yeah.
And it depends how you play. If you drag your fingers along the strings, you're going to get a certain amount of noise. But for me, the secret is that what the right hand is doing, working the guitar, getting as much as possible out of the instrument, will disguise the squeaks because the notes themselves are just louder than the background. And so those squeaks kind of just then become sublimated to the body of the music.
What else do you have for us today?
Oh, let's do, you know, I'm very fond of songs from the 1930s. And this is one that I've always liked playing. This is All of Me. I just retuned to standard tunings. Thank you.
Really nice. Lawrence Joubert in our studios. He's going to be performing tonight up in Everett at the Anchor Pub at 7:30. He'll be over at Dusty Strings tomorrow for a guitar clinic at 3 and followed by a concert there at 7:30 on Sunday in Poulsbo at the Harrison Medical Center Gateway Fellowship, and then back to Los Angeles where his home is. Thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And, you know, I don't have to unplug. I'm ready.
That's right. You already unplugged. Our program produced by David Hyde with Arwen Nix. Andy Hurst is our engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. You can follow us at Facebook, KUOW's The Conversation, and on Twitter, KUOW Convo, KUOW CONVO.